Hello, everyone. My name is Macy Fox, and I will be the Sandbrook student speaker this afternoon. It is such an honor to be here today welcoming the newest additions to the Gale Scholar family, and I'd like to ask for a moment to I'd like to take a moment to ask for another round of applause for the Gale Scholar addition, because you deserve it. Congratulations. You got acceptance and find yourself here today to give a toast to your undoubtedly successful future. But now what? I asked myself the same question nearly 6 years ago when I was in your shoes. The world seemed simpler and sheltered back then. I was more worried about how the newest novel I've been reading will end rather than the outside world. But the more that time passes, the more you grow and perceptions change. Ever since I was little, I knew I wanted to go to college, but I don't think I understood how much a college education meant until I got older. A college degree, to some, may just seem like a pretty piece of paper to flaunt around, but it is a physical representation of all the experiences, knowledge, and growth of character you choose to embrace. A degree only helps pave your path to a future success, but it is your passion and resolution that ultimately determines your success. I have met many amazing people to this day within the past 2 years that enforce this belief better than I've seen so far in life. They face so many obstacles, ranging from homelessness and mental disorders to being a single parent. No matter how hard they work, they manage to always give it 110% and smile at others along the way. These people, now artists, future teachers, community and political activists, have their experiences formed with help from a college atmosphere and thrive from a college education. I've always been inspired by people like these, and what I've learned from them is that while higher education is not the only option for what you define as success, college education is the easiest way to make change. Gale Scholars is a perfect opportunity to take advantage of your future and decide what change you want to be, as well as what you want to get out of life. Gale Scholars provides many chances and support that you will come to love today onward to even years after graduation. For starters, they gave me the chance to be here, which has become like a second home to me. I get to see Autumn, Amy, and Susan's wonderful faces in the trio office every other day, where they work hard to help us transfer students. I've learned so much in their lunchtime workshops on financial literacy, resume building, and acing job interviews, and for that I'm very grateful, and when the time comes, you will be too. And even outside of TRIO, Sandbrook still offers amazing resources and connections to look into. There's so many organizations like Men of Distinction, Women of Character, Student Government, and clubs that you're sure to find something that you will like. Last year, I was recruited into Phi Beta Kappa, an international honor society on campus, and along with its accomplishments so far, I have made many friends in the club. Over spring break, I took a cultural 10-day trip to Beijing, China, that was offered through Sandbrook, of which Sandbrook offers many study abroad opportunities, and if it's your dream to study abroad, Gale Scholars can also help you with that. And lastly, this semester, I was accepted into the honors learning community here at Sandbrook, and I've done projects that discuss global education, women issues, and literature. And as a result of partaking in said community, I was awarded as this year's honors program graduate. Like I said, many possibilities await you here and at Knox. But without Gale Scholars, I wouldn't be here speaking to you. The point I'm trying to make is that this program is really in a league of its own. It's not just a scholarship and a 4-year degree. It's about helping you become a leader in defining who you want to be. That's why education is so important. Without it, it would be much harder to get the experiences you want, use the same resources, and make change. And if that doesn't convince you, Nelson Mandela once said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." But I doubt I will have to do much convincing after this, because after all, I was once in your shoes, and you were here as proof of your success. And I, and the world, and everyone here today will look forward to the most to see you grow and how you leave your mark on us. Thank you and good luck.
Members of the Gale Scholar community, I'm delighted to be here and have the opportunity of being a little part of this very significant gathering. I certainly want to congratulate and welcome all the inductees to the new Gale Scholar, George Washington Gale Scholar program. I would also like to express my personal thanks and appreciation to all of the family and friends who took the time out of their day to come and be with us. I do want to express my personal gratitude and appreciation to Mr. Cheeseman, Autumn, and Stephanie for your significant support and dedication to this program. The first time that I gave the Gale Scholar Induction Ceremony speech, I was just days away from my own Carl Sandburg College graduation. While giving that speech, I spoke on the different benefits that come along with the Gale Scholar program. Some of these benefits included the support system, friends, and different responsibilities that you will endure. Just some general things that you may not be aware of as a new inductee. Now, as I am just weeks away from being a Knox College graduate and completing the Gale Scholar program, I feel thankful, proud, and personally inclined to give you some of my best advice about the Gale Scholar program. As I place myself back in the seats that you are all sitting here today, I can't help but wonder what I wish I would have known as an eighth grader coming into this program. Before my journey through Gale Scholars, I was confident in my educational abilities. I was determined to get a college diploma for free. I thought that by wanting something so bad, it would all come so easy. But I shortly found out that I was very wrong. I was not aware of the different adversities that would come along with my Gale Scholar experience. I was not anticipating the difficulty that I would have in Spanish or chemistry. I did not anticipate the all-nighters of intensive studying that I would have to endure. And I also did not expect to make as many sacrifices, such as hanging out with my friends, because the presentation was not going to complete itself. What I'm getting at here is there will be times when you will want to throw away all of your books, and there will be times when you will want to do anything else but write the book report. But with every goal that you set for yourself, there will be some form of adversity. It is your resilience that will determine your own success. As Dale Carnegie said, develop success from failures. Discouragement and failures are two of the surest stepping stones for success. Reflecting on my Gale Scholar experience, I wish someone would have told me by determining what my goals are and how I will achieve them is significant in determining your success as a Gale Scholar. Do not let adversity discourage you. You will all have the ability to achieve any goal that you set your mind to. Use the troublesome times as learning points for your future endeavors. Throughout my Gale Scholar experience, I am happy to say that despite all of the adversities that I have faced, it is all worth it. I would like for you to take full advantage of this opportunity and understand that this program is designed for you to grow as a person and as a scholar. You will be conflicted at times, but staying motivated and aiming towards achieving your goals will all be worthwhile when completing this program. I want to thank you and congratulate you.